Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Is Salt All That Good?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to his disciples, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the things that has always been, at least since I've been about 30 years old, and I'm just about to turn 67, one of the things that's always been told to me is that you can't have that much salt. Why? Because you suffer from high blood pressure. You have to do everything that you can to control your high blood pressure. And here, after all these years, I still haven't controlled my high blood pressure. And Jesus talks about salt and how that salt is so important. And here we are. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. And yes, sometimes salt does lose its flavor, or the best thing I can say is that it doesn't seem to flavor enough. And so we're tempted to put more on, but I keep thinking to myself, no, I can't do it. I have to make sure that I don't overdo with the salt. But Jesus wants us to be salt for the world. Jesus wants to make sure that we understand that we are called to season this world. We think about so many things with salt. Yes, for the seasoning. Yes, high blood pressure. But also coming from Chicago where we have snow and ice, it's also one of those things that we do use underfoot so that we can be stable. Having had COVID and now not being so sure on my feet, I worry about it even more. But yet, we are called to be salt for the world. My sisters and brothers, we have to understand that being salt for the world also puts us at risk. Some people don't always want that salt. Some people want to overdo. Some people just need enough, but they don't want to be pushed. They don't want things to be too salty, and yet they want to make sure that there is just enough flavor. Sometimes people in our lives are like that. They come off too heavy. They come off as being too sweet or not sweet enough, as it were, not seasoned enough. So we have to make sure that we understand that what we're called to do is to make sure that others come to know Jesus Christ. Because in the end of the gospel, what does it say? It talks about our works and who we are called to imitate, and who we are called to truly reflect. May the Lord strengthen us that we can be just enough seasoning for the world to make sure that it changes, that it changes. May we be strengthened each and every day to make the changes that we need to, but not to overdo, to truly season the world with the flavor of Jesus Christ. Amen.